Sandy Ferris from the Bryan Independent School District visiting this afternoon. Plenty of things going on here in our first full month of the school year.
That's right. We've always got something going on, and I think the last two times I've been here, I've talked about pregame meals. We don't want anybody to have to cook on Fridays. So, and I actually heard the PSA about this on the way over today, but this Bryan High Cheyenne Annual Chicken Dinner is probably one of the biggest, if not the biggest, pregame meals we have every year. It's quite a tradition. Friday, before the game, from 5 to 7 p.m., you get a half a barbecue chicken, potato salad, beans, pickles, onions, and Chicken Express tea for $8. You can get advanced tickets from Cheyenne's, and I think the phone number that they gave, it's the same one I have, 209-2584, but they will be selling plates that day. The only thing is, if you wait until that day, you run the risk of them running out, so I would recommend getting your tickets early for
that.
Yeah,
popcorn is okay, but...
Yeah. The chicken is really good.
That's the thing. I love listening to the announcement and the girls' dads cooking.
And that's right. They I don't know where they cook it. They cook it somewhere offside in one of those huge cookers, smokers. And, I mean, the chicken is just fall off the bone tender. It's always a good meal. So we'll, and the next time I come back, I think we'll be close to homecoming for one of the teams, and we'll have more meal information that day, too. Something else we have going on Saturday, the Rudder Rangerettes, that's our drill team at Rudder High School, they're holding a fall mini clinic, and this is for girls who are ages 3 through 8th grade. And those ages can go on Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. The cost is $40. And they will learn some routines, and then they will get to perform at a Rudder Rangers game on September 24th.
Now, I'm presuming the girls don't necessarily have to live within the Rudder boundaries to participate.
They didn't tell me, but not necessarily, I don't think. We usually have a pretty good group of girls out there. So, and it's a fun time. For the older girls, it's a way to orient them into what that organization is and hopefully encourage them to try out. And in that case, they would need to be Bryan ISD students. But it's always a fun thing. We've got mini cheerleader camps, these mini dance camps. So those are good things for the kids to get involved in. Something else I wanted to mention, because it's that time of year, obviously, for football. The Bryan ISD has senior citizen passes available for anybody who's 65 or older. The catch is you have to be a Bryan resident. So if you live in the Bryan ISD school district, you can come by the central office at the corner of William Joel Bryan and Texas Avenue. Come upstairs to my office and we'll get you a pass. This will allow you admittance into any athletic event, any concert, any program, except varsity football. UIL prevents us from allowing free passes into that event. But it's a really good thing. We have a lot of grandparents who come in and get those passes so they can go see their grandkids perform.
And for those who are retirees, just moving into within the boundaries of Bryan ISD, what a great thing to be able to do on an evening.
Yeah, you don't have to have a relative or a grandchild. Anybody can come get those. And we actually do have quite a few retirees with no connections to the school anymore, but they enjoy coming. And I think last time I talked about the quality of the programs that we have. So I think that'd be a great way for somebody to come sample those.
So I have a couple of minutes. Again, Sandy Ferris from Bryan ISD with us here on WTAW. I don't want to go over a whole lot from this week's Board of Trustees meeting, but I was awfully impressed with the reports given by administrators and teachers about the programs, particularly at the middle school to help out. And that's such a difficult age in middle school to keep kids' lives on track and to hear some of the success stories that are taking place.
That's obviously, if you've been a parent of a middle schooler, you know that is a difficult time. And we know in the Bryan ISD that we've got students who need a little extra push, who need a little extra attention for whatever reason. And the board had looked at several options a year or so ago and decided that this was the way to go. We've got these middle school intervention specialists that are available to work one-on-one with students. we identify them before the real problems start, and it's a way to keep them going in the right direction, and they do a great job. That's one of those programs of many that we have that's not on everybody's radar. It's not something that gets a lot of publicity, but it is a worthy program, and we're really proud of them.
Well, it'll be a real treat is to check in 5, 10, 15 mm-hmm. years and see where these middle school kids are now as young adults.
Right, because I think the common misperception is that once a kid gets into that situation, they're never going to amount to anything. You know, that old phrase that you hear. But we do see some success stories, and that makes us proud to know that hard work is worth it.
Has there been an update since Monday's board meeting? The board had talked about maybe having another meeting before the end of the month to start the superintendent search process. Has that been set up yet?
I don't think they've selected a date for that yet, but that'll be coming up soon.
Do you recall the last time, 6-7 years ago, in the process, how was the public involved in being able to visit about what they wanted in that position?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was in a different position then. I was still teaching at the high school. Typically, when you have a high-profile position such as superintendent, you do get input from students, from parents, focus groups, committee members. We did not use a search firm the last time. So I'm not sure exactly what that process was, but I know that we will definitely have some times for people to have input on what they want to see in our next superintendent.
And the board hasn't made that decision yet either,
right.
And perhaps that's going to be part of the discussion when that next gathering takes place. Anything else?
I have one more little thing. I wanted to say congratulations to Bryan High senior Emily Pierce. She's just been named a National Merit semifinalist. So congratulations, Emily.
Terrific. And still in the running then for national
right.
recognition.
Right. They move on through the process.
So she already has one level of scholarship mm-hmm. available, and that's
right.
a really cool deal.
I did have one other thing, if we have just a quick mm-hmm. second. I've talked about Kickstart Kids many times. I just wanted to start reminding people that in October 23rd, Kickstart will have an event. It's actually at the Grimes County Fairground, but it is a regional event to benefit Bryan as well as Navasota, who also has the program this year. It's going to be a Western theme event. Sammy Catalina is producing the rodeo events for that. There will be a concert, several Texas country artists that night. So put that on your calendar, October 23rd, and we'll be talking more about that soon. And if you want to know more about Kickstart, in our latest Bryan Living and Learning, we profile that program, and you'll get to meet the new instructor.
Terrific. Again, thanks for the visit this afternoon.
Thank you.
Sandy Ferris with the Bryan Independent School District with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.